On Sunday, residents of Reed's Guest House in Ballarat had a mirror shone up to them in the form of a play based on them. Playwright and director Tracy Bourne wrote the play following her residency at Reed's Guest House during November as part of the Under the Floorboards project. Here's a short excerpt from that performance.
You won't ever find out about my past.
Unless we read about it in the paper.
Something on the front page, big headlines screaming, "Man steals millions in broad daylight," or "Police thwarted in 2-hour car chase through central Ballarat."
Or "Old lady coming to hand over a life savings."
You won't read anything like that.
There you go, just a short excerpt from the play. And joining us is the playwright and director, Tracy Bourne. Tracy, thanks for coming this morning.
My pleasure, Dominic.
And also with us is the CEO of Uniting Care in Ballarat, Cliff Bartley, who is also at the performance. Good morning, Cliff.
Good morning.
Now, Tracy, what range of characters have you created? What's happening in that grab we just heard, first of all?
That's part of a group scene where a character whose name is Gabriel has just arrived at the guest house and he's meeting all the characters who are gathered out on the back deck to have a smoke. And so they're all, the characters are all kind of having a go at each other, and at that point they're having a go at Mike, who won't tell anybody about his past, but he's, it looks like he's probably had an exciting past, exciting meaning many things.
Now, you spent a month there, off and on, each day, so what range of characters have you created from that experience?
Well, there's a lot of characters. There's, I think, over 20 in the first draft of the script, which we read out on Sunday. They're based mostly on residents, but there were also some characters from the past. And there's a child character and a homeless man who we follow through the play as well. And they're not at Reed's, but there's a relationship there.
And how did the residents respond to the play that they heard and saw?
Well, they responded pretty well. Cliff might be... It's very hard to sort of tell you, talk about how people respond to your work. So,
yeah. Cliff, what did you think of how the people who live at Reed's Guest House actually responded to this play, which is about them in the main?
Well, it was wonderful watching it with them sitting around us because they laughed at the bits that they really related to, and they often looked at each other and stuck their thumbs up. And at the end, one of them got up and thanked Tracy for the play and said, "This is what it's like living here." Yeah. And they felt it was a bit close to the bone, but also was true.
Yeah. And Tracy, it must make you feel good to think that you've captured what it's like to live there for these people.
Yeah, it really does. And one of the audience members, because we did a reading for Reed's and a public one as well, and someone in the public said, "I think Reed's is much worse than that. I think you've sanitised it." But I really thought about that, and actually I was interested in telling a story about the residents from the residents' point of view, and I liked those people. I liked the people I met at Reed's, and they were people I could relate to, so that's why I wrote it that way.
Well, let's hear another snippet from the performance on Sunday.
I'm doing his bloods. Do you want yours done?
Okay.
Everyone gets a new needle, so it's sterile.
Okay.
You just felt a little prick.
Nothing like that.
Ouch!
Does it hurt?
Just for a second.
Now push the blood like you're milking a cow. Be careful not to touch the blood. Put this little strip on your thumb so the blood goes on the black dot. Oh, I missed it. Keep the blood going. I have to look for another test strip.
She gets another strip out of a kit.
See the black dots? Wipe it on that.
I don't have any blood.
You should. Why isn't this working? Are you dead or something?
Yeah, I must be dead.
I would have thought you'd be a bleeder.
It's because of my bleeding heart. There's nothing left for my fingers.
I'll have to prick you again.
What's happening there, Tracy?
Well, that really happened, and there's a whole lot of things in the play that really happened. So one of the women at Reed's, she needs to test her blood. She has diabetes, and so she thought that might be fun for everybody to test their blood. So that's what's happening. So, most of the residents got their blood tested and got a score, and she told them how they went.
Now, one of the characters there has cerebral palsy. In fact, the actor has cerebral palsy, and his name is Thomas. He's from Geelong.
Yeah.
And people might have just been able to hear him trying to get the words out, and he uses a talking machine. So how did Thomas come to be involved?
Well, Thomas is based on one of the residents who has cerebral palsy, and the resident at Reed's is a really interesting young man. He's in his 20s, and he's chosen to live at Reed's because he wants to live an independent life. And he moved to Ballarat because he fell in love with a woman over the internet and moved from Perth by himself. And he's having a really good time as a 20-year-old going out with this girl and, you know, living a young life. And he's a very funny, upbeat man. And I wanted him to be a central character of the play, but it's really not appropriate to have an able-bodied person pretending to have cerebral palsy. And Thomas is, he was a good person to do that. So it meant that we had subtitles through most of the readings.
When Thomas is speaking.
That's right, yeah.
But watching the performance, it was just terrific. And he got most of the laughs, in fact. He had the best lines.
Yeah. And again, many of them were really taken straight out of the residents, the resident with cerebral palsy's mouth.
Cliff Barclay, Tracy said she wanted to present Reed's Guesthouse from their point of view. As the manager, effectively, of this facility, which is run by Uniting Care and has a whole range of clients there, from people just wanting backpackers, whatever, to people who are suffering psychological problems or some other addiction problems, it's the only place they can find to live. So what do you think about, do you think she's achieved that, and why is that significant?
Well, I think what's really important is that Tracy's come in and we haven't told her what to write. We said, spend a month down there and write a play about what it's like. And if Tracy had have written it, you know, there was murders and, you know, and really dark characters, then that's what she would have written. But she's written what it's like in there, and that's what the residents feel that it's like. And I think that's really important, because what happens is people judge from the outside without ever being in the building what's happening in there. And that judgment is oppressive to the people that are in it. And I think the play shows quite well how the attitudes from outside actually make it worse for the people inside.
But also from watching the performance, Tracy, how these people support each other, and they are like a family. They are like a group of any people living together.
They are, yeah, they're a community. And that was the overwhelming sense for me being in there. It's a community of people, and they have their good days and their bad days. And the main character, the cerebral palsy character, he feels loved, and he makes the people around him feel happy, and he makes them laugh.